Good evening. Welcome to Classic Films and Dark Humor. Now, usually I would reserve this for a film from the 1930s through the 1970s. But tonight we're going to talk about, it is considered a classic, maybe a modern day classic. And it's filled with dark, dark humor and light humor. I'm talking about Bridget Jones's Diary. Released in 2001, it gave us Renee Zellweger in her big break. Some people think it was Jerry Maguire, "You had me at hello," and Tom Hanks and his overacting. Ugh. I love how people say, "Oh, he was so good in Mission Impossible." Yeah, I already saw Mission Impossible when he jumped on the couch with Oprah. Come on. Bridget Jones's Diary. First of all, you got Colin Firth. Colin Firth was known, but not to the point where he would win an Oscar. He was years away from it. Renee Zellweger, that whole character, the way she kind of presents herself, you know. And it's British humor, and it's also American humor because, you know, Renee Zellweger is an American actress playing a Brit. Here are some of the things she said.
"I have two choices to give up and accept a permanent state of spinsterhood and eventually be eaten by Alistairians or not. And at this time, I choose not. I will not be beaten by a bad man, an American stick insect. Instead, I choose vodka and Chaka Khan."
I'm just going to read because this is entertaining to me. Here we go. Colin Firth at his best. "What I'm trying to say, very instinct and inarticulately, is that, in fact, perhaps despite appearances, I like you very much.
Apart from the drinking and the smoking and the vulgar mother and the verbal diarrhea, no, I like you very much, just as you are."
I mean, where's the one? She had some moments, I think, where she was talking to Hugh Grant. I don't think anyone had ever talked to Hugh Grant like that before. Maybe Elizabeth Hurley, but that was right after the dissolve, you know, of their relationship. Okay. It's always good to look for nuggets of moments like this. I love when she shows up to the costume party for Vickers and Whores, and, you know, she's the only one dressed up. I don't know if that's ever happened to me. It would be funny, I think, how we all, you know, handle that moment. That's why it's a classic movie. You know, these movies, they stay with us, they don't leave us. And if TCM ever played it, I would just be, I mean, some of the stuff they play now, I'm like, oh my god, why? But, you know, it's your anniversary. It's your soap opera, as Kurt Cobain would say. Dark humor in classic films. I mean, you know, I switch it around. I'm looking for, she says something. You know, this, and keep in mind, this is not The Notebook, and I'm not harping on The Notebook, but, "Oh, love never means say you're sorry." Eat that. Oh, this is the pickup right here. When she answers the phone.
"Bridget Jones wanting sex goddess with a very bad man between her thighs. Mum."
Yeah. Moments like that, I mean, make the Real Housewives look like an after-school special. Okay. Oh, where's that one where she insults him? Hugh Grant. She says something to him. I think because he was her boss Or not think, I remember. Yeah, he was her boss. I haven't watched it in a while. Maybe a year and a half. But when it's on, you know, I like to watch it and laugh. If I can find the script. What's interesting about the internet is you can find anything, including Bridget Jones's diary. And if I can glance. I've never seen the sequels. I might eventually. I mean, yes, Renee Zellweger's face has changed throughout the years. But don't let that stop you, you know? Let's see here. Oh, this is perfect. This is when this is how it opens the film, where she's listening to "All by Myself," and she's singing along, "Don't Wanna Live," and then she's,
"And so I made a major decision. I had to make sure that next year, I wouldn't end up shit-faced and listening to sad FM, easy listening for the over 30s. I decided to take control of my life and start a diary to tell the truth about Bridget Jones. The whole truth. Resolution 1. Oh, obviously we'll lose 20 pounds. Number 2. Always put the last night's panties in the laundry basket. Equally important. We'll find nice sensible boyfriend to go out with. And not continue to form romantic attachments to any of the following: alcoholics, workaholics, commitment phobics, peeping toms, megalomaniacs, emotional fuckwits, or perverts. And especially will not fantasize about a particular person who embodies all these things. Unfortunately, he just happens to be my boss, editor-in-chief Daniel Cleaver. And for the various slightly unfair reasons relating to this year's Christmas party, I suspect he does not fantasize about me.
Trying to look for the good parts.
Tom, 80s pop icon who only wrote one hit record, then retired because he found out that one record was quite enough to get him laid. For the whole of the 90s. Great song. Thank you so very much. Turtle proof, of course. More vodka now. Yes, fill her up, god damn it. At least now I'm in my 30s. And I can hold my drink. Oh, whoops. Mind the step. She's fine. Drive on. Very bad start to the year. Have been seduced by informality of messaging medium into flirting with office scoundrel. Will persevere with resolution, find a new sensible man. Will put a stop to flirting first thing tomorrow. Good plan.
Yeah, that's all I can think of right now. My British accent is kind of like, classic films and dark humor. I'm looking at Bridget Jones and thinking, could this have been done in the 30s or the 40s? Yeah. But then it could have been done in the 50s, because I could have seen Debbie Reynolds do this. I could have seen Carrie Fisher do it, you know. Although her British accent, if you've seen Star Wars, comes and goes. And she's joked about that in her off... Or it wasn't off-Broadway, her Broadway, you know, wishful drinking. So, you know, I wanted to think of something modern, because, you know, today we lost Aretha Franklin. That has nothing to do with classic films. Actually, it does, because she is a classic, and she's in films. And she had some dark humor from what I read. Very funny, gossipy humor. She was the queen of soul. But back to dark films, classic films and dark humor. And you're probably thinking, oh my god, he's becoming controversial. He's talking about Bridget Jones's diary like it's anti-MAME or like it's From Here to Eternity. Let me tell you something about From Here to Eternity. That could be redone today with a gay couple, okay? On the sand, making out. And if you're offended, then hey, I don't know what else to tell you. But you've come to the right place, yes. Bridget Jones's Diary. I remember when I first watched it. I'm so tired. I thought, well, this is something. It's going to be remembered. It was. Renee Zellweger was nominated for her first Academy Award. She lost. And then she was nominated again for Chicago. She lost. And then she was nominated for Cold Mountain. Yeah. And she won. You know, because when you take an ad out the trade papers, you better win. But I loved her in Bridget Jones's Diary. I truly did. I think when American actresses decide to do a British accent, everyone's like, oh God, what's going to happen? Kind of like Gwyneth Paltrow. Bleh. Yeah. Eat your baby food, honey. Or like when British actresses do American accents. Remember, Vivian Leigh got a lot of heat for playing Scarlett O'Hara and for playing Blanche DuBois. Southern Belles. But she was able to pull it off. So that's why don't sell Renee Zellweger short. I mean, maybe her choice in plastic surgeons, but you know, you look at Bridget Jones's Diary and it is a classic. I mean, that line that she says to Colin Firth.
Oh, you like me just the way I am.
Of course I do, Bridget. And, you know, you look at Colin Firth now, he's a big star. But back then, he was not a big star. Renee Zellweger was a big star. Hugh Grant was kind of like, eh. I was on Leno, yeah. I talked about the prostitute, yeah. You know. I've never really been a big Hugh Grant fan. But in Bridget Jones's Diary, he really did play well, you know. She says, oh, that is very good. But if that means spending 10 years here with you, I'd rather wipe Saddam Hussein's ass. Yeah. And then as she walks off, she's like, bye, everyone. Aretha Franklin's Respect plays. So I'm going to leave it at that. Classic films and dark humor. Bridget Jones's Diary. 2001. 18 years ago. Or is it 19? 18. Yeah, I don't know. I'm losing track of time, people. This is Classic Films and Dark Humor. We will return tomorrow night with more
classic films, dark humor. This is Bridget Jones with a wanting man between her thighs. Oh my God, it's 2018.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.